Welcome back to the Mindset Podcast, brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset on the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Exactly. Real stuff.
Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving deep into the AI marketing mindset.
Yeah.
We've pulled some really interesting insights from recent articles showing how, you know, top brands are using AI.
And how things like AI search are evolving, too.
That's exactly. And also why these scalable customer journeys are becoming, well, essential for growth.
Mm-hmm.
So this deep dive is really for you if you're a CMO trying to get a quick handle on what's actually shaping marketing performance right now. Okay, first up. Unilever. They made a pretty big move into generative AI for their digital creative.
Yes, it's quite something. They basically built this thing described as an AI beauty marketing assembly line.
An assembly line, wow.
Yeah, shifting to what they call an agile iterative approach. It sounds quite systematic.
So what does that actually look like in practice?
Well, the scale is fascinating. They're now creating something like 400 creative assets per product.
400 per product.
Yeah, per product. Compare that to maybe 20 assets per campaign before. It's a huge leap.
How are they even managing that?
It involves a couple of things. One is digital twinning, making these, you know, virtual copies of products for 3D renders. And they have an AI tool, which sort of keeps everything on brand, following guidelines automatically.
Okay, so it's quite integrated.
Very. And the results are impressive. Creative asset production is already 30% faster.
30%.
And other metrics, things like video completion rates, click-through rates, they've apparently doubled.
Doubled. Wow. Any idea on cost savings?
They didn't give specific figures for Unilever, but the article mentioned advertisers using AI have generally cut creative production spend by about 27%.
Mm.
For a company like Unilever, spending, what, £7.8 billion on marketing last year?
Mm.
Well, you can imagine the potential savings are pretty significant.
Definitely implies some major cost reduction.
It really highlights how a systems approach to AI can engineer some serious performance gains.
Right. So for you, the CMO listening, what's the takeaway here? It's more than just speed, isn't it?
Absolutely. It shows that really integrating AI into creative isn't just about efficiency. It can lead to, well, big jumps in asset volume, speed, effectiveness. It kind of hints at how engineered performance can redefine creative output altogether, a real shift.
Okay, let's pivot slightly. How does your content actually show up in AI search? Because these chatbots are not all the same, are they?
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
And that raises a really important point. BrightEdge did some research comparing Google's AI mode and ChatGPT.
Okay.
They found, you know, for basic answers, they're kind of similar.
Mm-hmm.
But they really differ when users ask for actions.
Actions like what?
Well, Google tends to point towards learning resources, blogs, research papers. Like, if you ask about learning Python, it might send you to GitHub.
Right, informational.
Exactly. Whereas ChatGPT is more likely to suggest tools or apps. For Python, it might suggest, say, Udemy.
Interesting distinction.
And critically, Google's newer AI mode, it surfaces brands in 90% of its responses.
90%? That's huge compared to before.
Yeah, much higher than the older AI overviews, which is about 43%. And it's nearly four times more likely to feature a unique brand.
So understanding those differences is pretty key for orchestrating your content effectively.
Precisely. You need to know how these different AI philosophies work.
So what stands out for CMOs here? It sounds like SEO is getting more complex.
It does. The landscape's evolving fast. Different platforms prioritize different content types, different user actions. It really underlines the need for CMOs to precisely orchestrate their content strategies. You need to tailor things for maximum visibility depending on the platform.
Okay, let's connect these dots. We've seen Unilever using AI for production efficiency and now AI search needing careful orchestration. How does this tie into the bigger picture of growth?
Well, there's definitely been a shift, hasn't there? From seeing AI as just, you know, a cost cutter.
Right.
To seeing it as a genuine force multiplier for growth, especially in customer journeys.
Tell me more about that.
The focus now is really on scalability in those journeys. Not just the first touch point, but the whole life cycle. Onboarding, upsell, retention, the works.
So end to end.
Exactly. Automation gives you consistency, sure. But when you embed AI, you get real-time adaptability. You get personalization, continuous optimization across channels.
And AI makes that possible at scale.
Yes. Think dynamic segmentation based on live behavior, adjusting content or channels on the fly, personalizing content for thousands, millions of users. It's not just efficiency anymore. This is about engineering performance specifically for growth.
So it frees up the marketing team.
Absolutely. It lets marketers focus on strategy, on the bigger picture.
Mm.
The systems can handle responses to usage patterns or maybe flag churn risks, trigger the right message at the right time. You hear that 80% AI, 20% human idea for content.
Yeah.
But that's key here. Let AI handle the volume, the iteration, but keep that crucial human oversight for strategy, for brand voice, for nuance.
And good data is essential, presumably.
Oh, absolutely. Clean data is foundational. But get it right. And AI enablement transforms marketing roles. They become innovation engines, really.
So tying this all together for the CMOs listening, what's the core message?
I think it's that using AI and automation across the full customer lifecycle, it's not just about doing things faster or cheaper. It's fundamentally about driving growth, achieving that engineered performance through journeys that are scalable and personalized.
Which requires a bit of a mindset shift, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally. AI isn't here to help you shrink. It's here to empower your teams to be potentially 10 times more effective.
10 times. That's bold.
Well, it enables bolder, smarter, maybe even more human-centered marketing, ironically. By orchestrating the systems and strategies smartly, you can unlock completely new growth opportunities.
Okay, so this deep dive, it really shows a powerful trend, I think. AI isn't just another optimization tool.
No, it's much more. It's a catalyst for, well, ambitious growth, redefining what's even possible in marketing. And if you look at the bigger picture, it just highlights how crucial it is to transform marketing operations.
Yeah.
You need that robust system thinking, that precise orchestration of strategies, and that comprehensive AI enablement, all working together towards engineered performance that, you know, actually drives measurable growth.
So as you think about your own path forward, remember this. The future of marketing isn't going to wait around.
Mm-hmm.
The real question isn't just how can AI make us more efficient. It's maybe, how does AI empower us to take bigger swings, to achieve things we simply couldn't before?
Yeah.
So what will you build now that you couldn't before?
That's all the time we have for this deep dive. This episode of the Mindset Podcast was brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset. On the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Real stuff.
See you next time.